Favor or do you oppose daylight saving time? We are going to talk with a Wisconsin state representative who is introducing a bill that would end daylight saving time in Wisconsin anyway, and the ritual of springing forward and falling back and adjusting the clocks twice a year. And we will welcome your questions and your views for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. It is coming up on 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, February 15th. Let me welcome our first guest, Republican Representative Michael Schraw. Represents the 53rd Assembly District, which covers parts of Fond du Lac and Winnebago and Dodge counties. He co-authored the bill that was recently introduced that would end daylight saving time in Wisconsin. His co-author is State Representative Samantha Kirkman of Salem. We did invite her too, by the way, but she was unable to join us. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. And I'm going to, in the spirit of full disclosure, say that I have a really odd schedule. I get up super, super early in the morning. I go to bed early, early at night, like 6 o'clock at night. And boy, whenever we spring forward, that is just the worst for me. I'm cranky. I'm tired. I lose an hour of the little sleep I get. I'd rather have sunlight in the morning than sunlight in the evening when I'm trying to go to bed. But I think I might be in the minority. Do you have a personal vendetta against daylight saving time?
No. But I do love the introduction song. I might have to do that when we have a hearing and play Cher in the background.
Yeah, Cher's the best.
But I probably need to disclose up front because we could talk a lot about the initial bill. But Representative Kirkman and I, I'm fighting off a cold too, so I'm trying to do my best here. We had a conversation, and because of some of the publicity that it's gotten, you know, we've got quite a bit of feedback. And my original goal, before I even knew that Representative Kirkman was working on the bill, I wanted actually to pick up that extra hour in the wintertime. When you have the sun going down at 4:30, it's you know, quite depressing, especially when, you know, a lot of us love the sun and get our vitamin D from that. And so originally, that's kind of why I started looking into changing and just investigating daylight savings time and the possibility of doing something different in Wisconsin. Through my research, I found that, you know, there are actually 13 other states right now that are either bringing the legislation or are plan on introducing it. And the majority of them were eliminating daylight savings time, which really didn't get to my goal of extending daylight in the wintertime. Uh-huh. So through the progress of working through the bill, Sam came to me and said, hey, I've been working on a bill for a while, and let's get together on this. The press release was put out last week, and I was hoping that we were going to put it out. There was some miscommunication, and we were going to put it out earlier this week because I'm actually changed my mind a little bit and am thinking of offering a sub-amendment on the bill or just coming out with a new bill.
Let me understand this, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but just trying to understand, you're in favor of keeping standard time year round? Is that, am I understanding? I'm sorry, this is so confusing. You want a daylight saving time to be the one time that we stick with all year?
That would be the new sub amendment, correct? Instead of, you know, we're on standard time right now, and in the spring we spring forward into daylight savings time. And it is confusing. I mean, my staff and I, you know, I basically had to lay out a a pattern in front of me to make sure that I was getting everything right with, you know, how early the sun rose and set. And honestly, through all the, I must have had probably 400 or 500 responses through Facebook with a couple of the news organizations that put this on there, whether it was in the paper or whatever, and there was a poll, I think, taken. It's not popular taking away daylight savings time. There are a lot of people in the summertime that actually rely on that extra hour. They work a little later. It gives them time to do their lawn work and golf. And so every response that I had, I was basically telling people, you know, we're looking at rethinking this and may offer a sub-amendment or just a new bill. We'll call it the Sunshine Protection Act, and that it will keep Wisconsin on daylight savings time all year round. So the summer doesn't change. Summer, you know, you have the sunrise and sunset at the same time, but it would extend the daylight for an hour in the wintertime for those 4 months. And that seems to be much more popular. I had very little pushback on that through the comments, and, you know, my office has gotten a lot of calls, and Representative Kirkman's office has gotten a lot of calls and emails, and I thought it would be more of a 50-50 issue, and there are a lot of people that just said, yeah, let's get rid of daylight savings time. But, you know, after doing the research, I think that, you know, the better route, if we do anything at all, would the more popular route would be to keep us on daylight savings time. Now, there is one glitch in that, and we found that out through talking to a state representative over in Michigan. They had a similar bill to eliminate daylight savings time, and after their investigation, they kind of went through the whole process that we did, found out that it's more popular to actually keep daylight savings time all year round. And through their investigation, they found out that there's actually a federal regulation, federal law that prohibits states from staying on daylight savings time all year round. So if we were to push forward with this bill to keep daylight savings time all year round, we would actually have to get a federal waiver. And this week I'll be talking to Congressman Grossman and Senator Johnson and our other representation in Wisconsin to see, you know, what the chances are of getting that federal waiver. I know, as I said, there are a lot of other states right now that are looking into this, and through our investigation just in the last couple of days, we found everybody's kind of in the same boat where they started out eliminating it, but now, you know, they're actually wanting to keep their state on daylight savings time. So it still will help with the time changes, you know, the clock changes that disrupts people's circadian rhythms and just, you know, sleep patterns. And actually farmers, I learned this through our research, you know, farmers have a harder time, you know, with their milking procedures because of the time changes. Their cows get used to being milked at a certain time. So
I'm glad that that you were able to join us, and cold and all, thank you for suffering through that. And I was going to say anecdotally, that seems to be from our Facebook post as well, that the vast majority prefer the sunlight staying with us, you know, in the winter and throughout, right. You know, they would prefer that all year round than right. Rather than getting rid of daylight saving time. As I said, I know I'm in the minority. It wouldn't bother me that much, but however, you are getting at the hassle that a lot of people have with changing the clock. So that would happen regardless. We do have Tom on Facebook who says my vote is to eliminate standard time. So here's another one, you know, in your favor. Above all, though, Wisconsin should not do this if other states are not. How about that? What if all of our neighboring states would we be an island? That would, you know, wouldn't that confuse a lot of people if we were on one time and our neighbors were on another?
Yeah, and that was considered, you know, when we looked at this bill, and when I found out that there are currently 13 other states looking at changing it. As a matter of fact, Minnesota has a bill that is in progress of being drafted. Iowa has a bill I don't believe Illinois, I don't believe we were made aware of Illinois. But as I said, Michigan, representative from Michigan, is trying to do the same thing. Michigan actually has two time zones, and, you know, so they really have some issues with regards to how this would work. But I think what you'll see happen is I think other states will follow suit. And just in, I believe it was 2008, it might have been 2006, but I think it was 2008, Indiana just went on daylight savings time. So all these years, you know, they were always separate from us. When you were traveling through, you'd have quite a time change. And in 2008, the governor passed a bill, the legislature passed a bill that that allowed them to go on daylight savings time, not the whole year. But
let me jump in because we do have news next from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll take your questions about this bill to protect sunlight. Having fun playing some songs about time as we talk about time during this hour. We are talking with a state lawmaker who is talking about, at first it was ending daylight saving time in Wisconsin, but now how about keeping it? Instead of switching in the spring and the fall, why don't we stick with one time and why not stick with daylight saving time? What do you think of this idea? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Republican State Representative Michael Schirra. He is represents the 53rd Assembly District. And we are talking with him about his plans to either amend or maybe even introduce a new bill that he is thinking of calling the Sunshine Protection Act that would keep daylight saving time in Wisconsin year-round, avoiding the springing forward and falling back thing. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. However, he says he has learned that you need a federal waiver to do this, and he's got to talk to our congressional representatives to see if this is at all possible. And we will talk about that a little bit with our next guest. We're going to welcome in an author who has researched daylight saving time and knows a lot about the politics of this, so we'll ask him about that coming up after 6:30. All right, our lines are full, which is not a surprise. Representative Schirra, did you want to add something?
No, the only thing I'd say, Joy, honestly, is through some of the reactions that I saw, there were a lot of individuals that said, "Is this the most important issue that the state has going on right now? Please work on something else." And My retort to that is, you know, we as legislators always multitask, and I've got 20 other bills in the hopper right now that we're working on. This was actually one of the easier bills for Leg Council to work on language, and that's why, you know, we brought it forward so quickly here.
Yeah.
So we are working on, you know, the state's issues, and there are a lot of very important things going on that all of us have bills in the process. So
right, you can do more than one thing at a time, and one person's important issue is another person's not so important issue. It's really a very subjective, but this is one that captures a lot of interest, that's for sure. People obviously care about this, as our lines are full. Matt in Oshkosh is with us. Hello, Matt.
Hello. I have been an opponent of daylight savings time forever. I hate it. I hate the time change. I don't care whether you put us on Eastern time or you put us on Central time. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to stay one way or the other. And the other thing I wanted to say about it was that daylight savings time is nothing more than manipulation of human behavior. I'm a dairy farmer. I get up at 3:00 every morning. That sun comes up when it comes up. It goes down when it goes down. We have the same, whatever amount of daylight that sun gives us that day, that's what we have. we can put the hands of the clock anywhere we want them, yeah. And that sun doesn't care.
Matt, do you, just out of curiosity, when we have this artificial or manipulated change in time, do you change the time you milk your cows?
We have to go through about a four-day adjustment twice a year, because you can't just jump the milking time by an hour. You got to do it in increments. And it's a pain in the butt, and it's unnecessary. It's completely unnecessary.
So, yeah.
I don't care which way you go. Pick one, do it, get her done.
Representative Shira.
Yeah, thanks for your input, Matt. I appreciate your comments, and that's exactly what we've been hearing, and through all the research, that not only does it affect our humans' circadian rhythms, it affects the animals too. So I really appreciate your input.
Yeah. What about, the whole point, I thought, in part, was, but I suppose if you stay on daylight saving time, it was done to save energy in part, wasn't it?
Right. It actually goes back to England, World War One, and then we actually used it in World War One to save coal during the war. And then it changed several times. I have a Ledge Council memo that shows all the different times that it changed in Wisconsin and how the legislature dealt with it. We did it again during World War II. I believe it was 43 to 45 it had changed. And it went to statewide referendum a couple times, actually failed it failed the state referendum the first time, and I believe that was in the 20s, might have been early 30s, and then actually passed statewide referendum in the 50s, I believe it was 57, and has changed back and forth a little bit just to adjust the times to actually comply with the federal law. So the latest one that took place a few years ago actually changed I believe it was from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock because the federal law required it to be at 2 o'clock. So little tweaks along the way, but again, I'm confident that we could get a federal waiver, and as Matt said, let's keep it one way or the other. This gets my goal of getting that extra sunlight in the winter, or the extra hour of daylight in the wintertime, which I hear from a lot of people that, when the sun goes down at 4:30, there's not a lot that they can do, and it's just somewhat depressing when it gets that dark.
Yeah.
You do have the opposite happen in the mornings where the sun would actually rise a little bit later. But if you look at this morning, it's already getting, light out. You'd be looking at the sun, rising at 7:30 in the morning instead of 6:30.
Yeah, is that our parents with kids at the bus stop gonna not like that though? If the kids are in the dark at the bus stop?
Yeah, we haven't heard that issue yet.
Mm-hmm.
That was an issue when this whole discussion started in other states. Through our research, that is something that does come up. But I believe that if we even go forward with this, and then I guess that's the other point I want to make, Joy. During the legislative session, the two-year legislative session, we probably have 1,400 bills that are introduced. And if we're lucky, there are maybe 300-350 bills that are actually passed. This one will be a tough one because, there are, I think eliminating daylight savings time was probably a dead issue. I'm just hearing back from some of my colleagues who were razzing us a little bit, that they were going to cut into we were going to cut into their golf game. I think you'd have a hard time eliminating daylight savings time. But from what I'm seeing, keeping us on daylight savings time, if we can get the federal waiver, I think that would be very popular with taxpayers. And I think it's something that we possibly would have a chance. And getting to that point, Representative Kirkman and I haven't talked about it, but, we may offer a sub to just put it out to the voters. I don't like a lot of times when lawmakers come up, with bill ideas. And I will say, in full disclosure, I had a number of constituents that approached me on this. This really wasn't initially my idea. And that's where we get a lot of our bill ideas from, our constituents in our district. And I think putting it out to a statewide referendum, let the people decide, is probably the best way.
Well, that's a great place for us to leave our conversation for now, and we'll keep checking back with you. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Troy. I appreciate the time this morning.
Yes, Republican Representative Michael Schirra of Oshkosh is talking about a bill that would keep daylight saving time. Originally, it was going to be to end it, but after feedback and a little more research, the amended bill or new bill may be to keep daylight saving time. We're going to talk now with an author who has studied this issue quite a bit, and we'll welcome more of your questions and your views at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our next guest. David Prera is the author of Seize the Daylight, The Curious and Contentious Story of Daylight Saving Time. Good morning.
Hi, Joy.
Thanks for being with us. Well, I just, this was a surprise. We had this story that two Republican state representatives in Wisconsin were going to introduce a bill that was going to end daylight saving time. However, if you may have heard me mention that after getting a lot of feedback from constituents and other voters and doing some more research, it's going to be the opposite. They want to keep daylight saving time year round. Because our state representative was saying he wanted to maybe redub this the Sunshine Protection Act, wanting more daylight and sunshine later in the evening year round, and avoid this hassle of changing clocks in the spring and in the fall. What's your reaction to that?
Well, daylight saving time is really a compromise between two goals. We want to have as much daylight as we can in the spring and summer and fall months, but we don't want to have the very dark mornings and the other negatives that come with that in the winter. And so that's why we have daylight saving time right now. And I think, as they found originally, getting rid of daylight saving time has negatives, but also getting rid of standard time during the winter months also has negatives, as I think they'll also start to find out.
The negatives of having daylight saving time year round would be darker mornings. Is that one of the negatives would be?
Yes, that's definitely one of the negatives, and that was we did try year round daylight saving time nationally in the 1970s when we had an energy crisis. And it proved so unpopular in the winter months that the second year of the act, it was modified to eliminate daylight saving time in the darkest months of winter. When you have daylight saving time in the winter, you have very dark mornings. People have to wake up in the pitch dark, go to work in the pitch dark. People have to send their kids to school in the dark. And kids have to stand on rural roads, for example, waiting for buses in the dark, walk to school. It's also colder when you wake up. And so you have the negatives of that. Sometimes you know, the heat of the sun, melts snow and ice in the winter a little bit, and so it would be a few degrees colder and more ice and snow. So those are some of the negatives. There's several other negatives as well, but that was a big negative, and that's why when it was utilized once in the 1970s, it was immediately eliminated for the second year of the energy crisis that we have.
We had full lines, and our callers might have thought that we were ending our conversation on daylight saving time, but we are not. If you have a view, if you have do support or oppose the idea of daylight saving time, would you prefer one time year round? If so, which one? Does it hassle? Is it a hassle for you to do the spring forward and the fall back? How does it affect you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. David Prero is the author of Seize the Day, The Curious and Contentious Story of Daylight Saving Time. We invited him to talk a little bit about the history and the politics of daylight saving time, because it's an issue that's in our state legislature right now, with one state representative at least saying that he would like to introduce a bill not to end daylight saving time as originally thought, but to preserve it year-round, to keep it year-round, to not change to standard time. So what do you think of that? Our state representative says that he needs a federal waiver in order to do this. What can you tell us about that, David? Why should a state need a federal waiver to do this?
That is correct. Under the federal law, I should mention this, the second big issue that gets involved in having year-round daylight saving time is the non-uniformity. Your state would have a different times of the year from other states, and that turns out to be a very negative thing. We had non-uniformity back in the 1950s and 60s, where every state could decide when it wanted to start and end daylight saving time and if it wanted to have it. And so in 1966, a law was passed that basically said you don't have to have daylight saving time, but if you have it, it has to be statewide, and it has to follow the times that the federal government set for beginning and ending. And so basically right now, under the law, every state has two choices. They can either have daylight saving time, or they could have no daylight saving time. But there's no choice of year-round daylight saving time under the current law.
Yeah. You know, our state representative, Shira, mm-hmm. thought that it would be not so hard to get that waiver. What do you think?
Well, the federal government has to approve any change of time zone. Essentially, the only way you would do it would be to change time zone, unless they pass a whole new law, unless Congress passed a new law.
Oh, you mean like we could say we're Eastern time instead of Central time?
Yeah, I mean, you would have to change time zone. You'd have to go on Eastern Standard Time would be the same as a Central Daylight Time. So that would be one way to do that. And that could be done by the Department of Transportation. But there would be hearings. Changing time zone is not necessarily a simple thing. It often takes a long time, and there's a lot of contention involved when that has happened. But that would be the one mechanism. Another mechanism would be to have a new law. But as I said, let me just mention a little bit some of the negatives of having a non-uniform difference in time.
And we have just 30 seconds before a news break.
Okay. Well, if you want to do it before or after.
We'll pick up after news. We'll pick up after news on this issue. And we have full lines now, too, with people who have questions and comments. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about daylight saving time in Wisconsin. we're kind of breaking a little bit of news here in that we talked in our first segment with a state representative who originally had been introducing a bill that was going to end daylight saving time in Wisconsin, or at least Wisconsin's participation in daylight saving time. Instead, though, he says, after research and feedback, he would prefer to keep daylight saving time year round. So stick with daylight saving time year round. So we have more sunlight in the early evening hours. And he does need a federal waiver to do this. He's talking about maybe even having a statewide referendum. He says other states, he thinks, would follow suit. If we got that federal waiver, he thinks other states would follow suit, especially in the upper Midwest, where we like our sunshine. So what do you think? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking now with a guest who is the author of Seize the Daylight, The Curious and Contentious Story of Daylight Saving Time. David Prerau is our guest for this last segment. We have lots of callers, so let me go to Mike in Wheatland. Hi, Mike.
Hi, good morning, Joy.
Morning.
My concern with this time change, whether we go up or down, would be for people like myself who live along the border of this state and work in another state. I mean, how confusing would that be?
Yes, so you would, yeah, you'd have to. But what if all the states in the upper Midwest said, yeah, this is a good idea, we're all going to do it?
Okay, then I would be for this. Whether we go up or down, just like a caller earlier from Oshkosh, you know, if we were all on the same time, that would be great.
Yeah. So, David, I know that you had disadvantages if one state goes it alone, and I understand that. And you can talk about those disadvantages, but what if indeed this is a snowball effect and everybody wants to do it?
Well, of course, even if a few states do it, somebody's going to live near the border.
Yeah.
Of some of those states. And so there's going to be a different time across the border, and the time it's also not going to be throughout the whole year. Sometimes it'll be an hour change, sometimes it won't be. And it makes it very inconvenient. What happens is you have big problems in transportation and in business and in communication. Transportation schedules like interstate airlines and trains and buses, their schedules are changed every time you have a change in time relative to the rest of the country. Even if your area of the country stays the same. Business problems, there's been problems with businesses contacting other businesses, making orders, having meetings, and some states, Indiana didn't have daylight saving time for a long time, and they found it was hurting business in their state. And so they wound up adopting daylight saving time about 10 years ago. Communication problems, you have things like network TV is different as you change your time relative to the rest of the country. And so there's all these hidden problems that people don't think about until it actually happens. And as your caller said, anyone living near a time zone border, it's a very inconvenient thing to do, and you would like to not have that. You would like to minimize those time zone borders, not to add more of them.
Yeah. Let's go to Carolyn in La Crosse. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My reasons for wanting daylight savings time are purely selfish and purely psychological as well. I work a 7-to-3 job, and when we are not on daylight savings time, I work all day and I go home and it's beginning to get dark out by the time I get home, and I don't want to do anything. We have a hobby farm, a 32-acre hobby farm, and there's work to be done, but it's dark out, and you end up just laying around on the couch. But if I have daylight, I'm ready to go, and I feel like I've got time to get things done. And I find myself going out and working in the barn, going out, taking care of the chickens, working in the garden, working in the yard.
So you like it when we are on daylight saving time? Would you like it to be year round? Would you, do you just like to keep it the way it is? Or
I would like to be on daylight savings time year round, where it's light in the evening.
Yeah.
Later, so that my productivity remains the same, and I have plenty of time to keep things going or doing more things.
Yeah. A reaction, David?
Yes. Well, there are people like that, but when it's been tried, as I said, most people found that the negative of having the very dark and cold mornings more than was stronger than the positive. And, of course, the extra hour is not going to be in the evening, if you're talking about in the middle of winter. The extra hour is going to be in the late afternoon. So often it's still going to be dark when people get home from work, because you're talking, of course, about a lot shorter days in the middle of winter.
Yeah. Let's go to Brad in Whitewater. Hi, Brad.
Hello.
Go ahead, Brad.
You know, whether you decide it's something that you're for or against, I'm going to assume that more people are for it, and I see a simple solution to the issue about federal waivers and calling it daylight savings time. If we just simply put Wisconsin on Eastern Standard Time and then eliminate daylight savings time changes, then we have all the benefits of being on daylight savings time in the central time zone year-round. It's just a different name for it, but it might be an easier workaround in terms of getting all the ducks in a row.
Yeah. So how do you see that being received, David?
Yeah, well, that's one mechanism to do the same thing. Again, it would still require federal approval, and there would be hearings, and it's not a simple process, because changing time zones. State can't just decide to change time zones. Time zones are set by the federal government. But, I mean, that would be one mechanism to try to do it, if that's what people wanted to do.
Yeah. There are some, and again, there are some reasons why people changing in the spring and fall, while, you know, you may like or not like the sunshine later in the day or whenever, it kind of messes with our internal body clocks and our and to some extent, doesn't it? What do you know anything about the science behind how it affects our health?
Yeah, some people get affected. Some people it doesn't bother very much. We have it on a Saturday night, Sunday morning, to minimize the effect. But it's no different, of course, than going from one time zone to the other. If you go from Milwaukee to Detroit, you'd be losing an hour, the same as you do when you change daylight for daylight saving time. But it does have an effect. But you have to remember that the effect during the change lasts that day or a day or two, but the problems that you'd have by having daylight saving time in the winter are going to last you more than 4 months. And so it's a 1 or 2 day problem at the beginning and the end versus a 4 month negative, as I talked about the inconsistency with the rest of the country, the non-uniformity, the time zone boundaries, the cold and dark mornings. Those would last 4 months. So that's a trade-off. It definitely is a negative, but the time change, especially the losing of the hour in the spring, nobody bothers too much about having an extra hour of sleep in the fall.
Randy in Superior emailed, and he wrote, businesses have an increase in income with daylight saving time. So are they behind this effort to increase their income year-round? I think he was probably responding to the original proposal. Well, maybe not. So what about that? Is he right that businesses have an increase in income with daylight saving time?
Well, certain ones do, and certain ones don't. In industries that have to do with outdoor, for example, in the spring, summer, and fall, people that sell athletic equipment or have barbecue equipment or gardening equipment, those kind of things would gain during spring, summer, and fall. Other businesses, television ratings go down, for example, during daylight savings time, because more people are outdoors, so they lose some money. So it's not uniform, but it often is a benefit, at least in the warmer months of the year, to have daylight savings time. It gets more people out to buy things.
Yeah. Again, we have Wisconsin with this influx legislation, but the state of Michigan had a bill to eliminate, this was to end daylight saving time, and other states are looking at this. Talk some of how you see, you know, the politics of this all and where you see this going in the future.
Well, you know, one can understand that there are some benefits that people can see in it. I do know that having looked at the situation pre-1966, when every state and even every city and town could decide whether it wanted to have daylight savings time or not, and all the problems that occurred then, if each individual town or even region start to do their own thing, we're going to get back to that, and there are lots of problems caused by the non-uniformity, and that's what caused the current law that we have now. If we try to go, and the same thing happened in Europe, by the way. Every European country used to start and end daylight saving time different times. Some had it, some didn't, and now they're all on the same time and the same daylight saving time because they found that the non-uniformity is a big issue.
Yeah, and we just have 30 seconds. It sounds like you think it's not going to be an easy task to get any federal waiver that would allow Wisconsin to do something differently.
Well, I'm not sure, but it definitely isn't. It isn't just a simple means of passing a bill. You'd have to go through a more complicated process than that, and the federal government would have to think about all those kinds of issues that occurred in the past, and then we would see what happens.
Thank you so much for being with us. David Prerow is the author of Seize the Daylight. Earlier, we heard from a state representative, Michael Schirra. Thanks to Naeja Ellison for producing this program. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.